Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions, and we've been interviewing various people in connection with the Chamber of Commerce Summit on cities and within the global economy. And I have with me as my guest, and he has been my past guest on a couple of programs, the president of the Puerto Rico Chamber of Commerce, Pablo Figueroa, a good friend. We have a couple of things that we're involved with together. And Pablo, first of all, congratulations for a great summit. I know that you gave a talk to the group last night, and of course you've been instrumental. You've written articles on this area. Give us your, first of all, your sense of how the summit went. Are you, how satisfied are you? Did it meet your expectations? And then I think that I'd like to sort of have an overview of some of the things that you think were important that were said today and by the various speakers.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jorge, for always, as always, for your gracious invitation. I really enjoy immensely talking to you and your friendship. Of course,
off the air, I gave you some constructive criticism, but yes. Always within the vein of
food for thought. Food
and we
for
go
thought.
Back and forth, and that's the fun. If you have people always saying everything's great, everything, and they don't give you a little bit of thing, kick you a little bit. But tell us.
It's fascinating to get the world of ideas. I think that the challenges we're facing today in the world or countries will be solved in the level of the ideas, exchanging information, and this is what we're talking here today. This summit, I'm very happy, satisfied. I'm very grateful because we had a constellation of top world class leaders: Dr. Carlo Ratti, Dr. Norman Jagnis from Cisco Systems, Mr. Cy Smith from Ursage, Dr. Anthony Townsend from the Institute of the Future. I mean, these are forward thinkers, Jorge. And what they are doing is that they are underscoring the fact that the cities, not necessarily the countries, are competing in the global economy. And it's fascinating because this has a two-tier a solution. Densification and proximity is important because people have to interact with each other. We have to know each other, trust each other, communicate with each other on an almost a very close relationship. But by the same token, we are not binded by that. You know, we can interact virtually from remote positions. So really, it's a little bit of both.
Right.
Cities operate on two levels, at the proximity geographical level, and in a virtual level. So if you understand that and you take advantage of both of those dimensions, then you are a truly global player, and. In addition to that, these people are bringing and putting to our service a real-time digital data planning, which is nothing else than gathering data in real time that eliminates or reduces significantly the threshold for error in the deployment of resources and the planning of projects, strategies, products, services. And that data is obtained from none other than our cell phones, because we carry our cell phones everywhere. So that really, it's very revealing. It reveals our patterns, movements, preferences as consumers of goods and services. So really, that means that we can be cost effective, we can benefit from economies of scale, and we can benefit because we can target or focus really on our comparative and competitive advantages.
One of the fascinating, just to give a concrete example that I found fascinating, was Lake Mead, an interview of finding out who is attending the national park and how long and from where the people, the clients coming into Lake Mead were, etc. And he said, In the old days, well, you'd have somebody from the forest or in the natural forest department standing there with a clipboard and asking, you know, 8 or 10 questions. Where are you from? How long have you been taken to get here? And how long are you going to be here, et cetera? And so you interview a couple of thousand people. And he says, we can do it. He has access to 100 million people. So 600 instead of 3 or 5,000 people. 650,000 people that have gone through Lake Mead and finding out where they were. And fascinating, Lake Mead is in the Utah, is it? Or is it? I know it's in the Midwest.
Uh-huh.
In terms of where the people came from, of course, the biggest conglomeration was from the Northeast. And mm-hmm. This is an example of the using, you know, the data, and they can update it, you know, every day and know what's happening. You know, what happens in September, what happens in April, what happens yesterday, what happens on a Sunday, et cetera. So there's an example, a concrete example, the use of this real-life data that we're talking about for a very specific project, and you go along with it, whether it's a shopping mall or whether it's somebody who's going to establish a particular business. A great story, the competitor of the Whole Foods, looking for a place that has Whole Food type of customer, where Whole Foods is not located. So it's really a fascinating thing, which really, you know, expands your mind. So I think
the applications, Jorge, are mind-boggling, are endless. It applies to health, it applies to security,
right?
It applies to economics, finance, trade, retailing. I mean, it's really, I think, with all the challenges we're facing in Puerto Rico now, I think this presents a solution, a tactical, non-strategical, a tactical solution, because as we speak, these products, these services are commercialized and available to all those who want it, are willing to engage with them.
And of course, one of the main messages and one of the things we have to always keep in mind is, you know, are we looking at what's happening now and not what's going to happen in the future? And this kind of a summit mm-hmm. and these kinds of people that are thinking of the future with practical, concrete things that we now have, but still thinking of the future, that's where we have to go. And there's some great stories. I just found some of these speakers was statement after statement after statement. You said, wow, wow, wow. You know, it was fantastic in terms of opening the mind and opening your points of view.
I think that the research they've done, the creativity, the innovation, and the productivity is awesome. It's awesome, really. I've seen them work. I've seen, and also the collaborative effects. They cherish, they value differences. They respect differences.
Right.
They embrace differences.
Yeah, it's good to have somebody who challenges. There were some good challenges, you know, among the speakers and between the audience and the speakers, and mm-hmm. but a great deal of respect, etc.
Yes, sir.
And of course, the keynote speaker, the luncheon speaker. Yeah, well, he was not the
David,
keynote.
David
Bernier was very much in tune. He spoke nothing about mm-hmm. technology, etc. Mm-hmm. But he's speaking about mm-hmm. collaboration, mm-hmm. sitting with people that don't agree with, mm-hmm. and that we have to work together. Mm-hmm. I mean, which is the same.
His presentation really was a silver lining to the event, and I talked to him personally, and he was highly impressed and highly committed to this type of activity.
So I think we can say that it met your expectations. You're of course, the listeners cannot see you. You know how bubbly you are, but I think they can, from the tone of your voice, they can sense that you this really met and exceeded your expectations, and you're very happy with the event.
I'm really happy. I'm really emotional about it, and it's a dream come true. And I think this sets the standards. We need to bring people of this caliber to the island. Yeah. One last comment. One of them told me, Pablo, the way to market a country or a city is not to go out there and market. It's invite them to your home. Because there's no better seller than the one that comes here and sees the warmth, the respect, and the passion we have in Puerto Rico, and the talent we have in Puerto Rico to do things. So that's our hidden agenda, and I think I'm fully satisfied that we have achieved that.
Okay, what is the next Chamber of Commerce?
We have what? Health. It's a long-term care health continuum, because we have an inverted pyramid. The ages of 55 and up are going up, and that's a substantive topic. We have to address it.
And when would that?
I think it would be probably in February, it's going to be very promessing. And you'll know more about it.
Okay, well, very good. Well, Pablo, thank you. I'm with Pablo Figueroa, architect Pablo Figueroa, and president of the Puerto Rico Chamber of Commerce. And we're here at the hotel where the event took place, the summit on the cities within the global economy. So thank
you
for joining
me,
Pablo.
Thank you, my friend.